Sure, almost all of you know Castile inside out. If there's maybe somebody new, well, there goes the cane. Who knows? And we'll get to the cane later. But if there's somebody who's not quite familiar with Castile, let's talk about it. It has come up all over the country. Most states, certainly the federal courts, have dealt with it. The problem of, let's call it ambiguity in a factual proposition. So you know the story of the philosophy professor whose wife was pregnant there in the delivery room. They don't know if it's a boy or a girl. The baby is born, and the mom says to her husband, "Is it a boy or a girl?" And he says, "Yes." That's the Castile problem. That is the problem of a disjunctive, two different components, and you just have one answer saying, "Yes." Well, yes, which? The rotten apple problem is the lay term for it. Some states call it the two-issue problem. Some states call it commingling. We talk about Castile because of the case that you know about Bill Castile from Austin. But it goes back for as long as we've had jury verdicts. I want to read to you some words from the U.S. Supreme Court from back in the day, and you tell me if you recognize the writing style. "The fourth count is good, and this renders it unnecessary to decide on the others." Well, of course, that's John Marshall from 1813. I'm sure everybody recognized that. In Locke against United States, saying, we have multiple allegations, and some of them may be bad. There may be some rotten apples, but there's one good apple in the barrel. And Chief Justice Marshall says, "So we affirm." Well, then let's talk about the federal experience, because there is something new to talk about there, and then we'll come back to the state experience.